Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Begin the 4 o'clock hour with the Stock Market Report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Make a little comeback from last week's dreary week on Wall Street. Dow Jones up 484 points today. That's over 1%. S&P 500 up 62 points. Another over 1% increase, and the NASDAQ up 193 points, another more than a percentage point increase. So nice way to start the week on Wall Street.
There we go.
There we go. So you went, we were just talking off the air. I saw some social media of you at the Dolphins tailgate. I'm guessing you were pushing that powder.
Sir, crowd of powder and booby trap. About to do a partnership.
Oh, look at you.
Doing a partnership with Booby Trap. So Booby Trap has their tents in Orange 21 West. And now they had four tents. The fifth tent is Crowder Powder. And we're, you know, right there by the Booby Trap, folks.
But you went to the Hurricanes game on Saturday?
Yes. And with the Hurricane game as well. Me, Asia, and a group of people are about to open a restaurant on the club level, right by Liv.
Look at you. Yeah. I mean, the guy's a diehard Kane fan. Guy was at a Canes game before a Gators game this year.
They gave me hell on Saturday. Everywhere I walked.
You deserve it. Canes earned that.
And I told him, I said, man, up years and down years, y'all got y'all one this year. I love Cam.
Reason I brought it up, Cam Ward, by the way, is now, I think, 7-1 to win the Heisman. Like, it's crazy. And again, you can't gauge too much, you know, when he's zinging it against FAMU. But still, I mean, that's part of the Heisman route. You get some tough ones. You get some cupcakes. Put up your stats and see. I mean, right now, he's definitely going to be in New York for the announcement. We'll see if it's him or not, but he's just got to keep that up. But yeah, he looked good. But, you know, again, I don't know how much you can really judge.
Yankees, you always want me to be a Kane. I'm going to sound like one right now. look at some of the other seasons of Heisman Trophy winners, and they played some damn FAMUs. They played some
right
Floridas. Not well this year. They played some Ball States. Like, yeah, all these guys, you're gonna have those cupcakes. But he can go from 7-1 to 2-1 if he balls out against VTech and yep. all those guys, Clemson and everybody. Yeah.
So Lana had asked me during the commercial break, was I at the Hurricanes game? I wasn't. On Saturday, my wife and I went with the Ticket Wizard. We were talking about Tyreek Hill and his traffic infractions. mentioned the Ticket Wizard. Went with the Ticket Wizard and his wife to Gulfstream Park. And we went to Ten Palms. Now, I don't know if you've ever dined at Ten Palms. Whenever I talk about Gulfstream, though, I always talk about Ten Palms. And so we did the buffet and we watched the races and we had such a spectacular afternoon, but I didn't get out of there in time to go to the Hurricanes game. But we, I was in home in time to watch it on ACC Network Extra, which was a chore to find. Actually, I found it on ESPN Plus. I couldn't even find ACC Network Extra, but I found the feed on ESPN Plus. But we had a great afternoon. Thank you to Gulfstream Park and Ten Palms. We had a wonderful time. The buffet there is phenomenal. And if you were curious, yes, you can get an Aperol Spritz. And I would submit to you that there really is no better way to watch an afternoon of racing than with unlimited food, including a pasta station and an Aperol Spritz. It was my own personal Kentucky Derby at the time of my life.
Ten Palms is cool. You could look over the whole track.
Yeah, it was great. We had a great view right at the finish line. Yeah, it was really nice. You went, Solana, if I'm correct. I saw on social media, you went to Pitbull Stadium for the inaugural FIU game under the Pitbull umbrella. What was it like?
I was there. How about the FIU Panthers, 5-point dogs? I think it closed at 3.5-point dogs at home, blowing out, routing Central Michigan, the Chippewas. It was cool. By the way, I got everybody a Pitbull pin for this show. So
nice.
Hawk, Crowder, Jimmy, I got you guys covered. You're going to get your commemorative Pitbull pin from the inaugural game at Pitbull Stadium. It was fun, man. Every first down, you hear, that's another Panther first down, and then dolly.
And I happen to love it. I thought the end zones look great with the dolly. I love it. There's so many, there's just so many creative things you can do during game presentation when you have the Pitbull Association. The fact that they came out and won outright, you know, kudos to FIU. That was pretty damn cool.
Bro, they blew out, man.
How's the food offerings and stuff at Pitbull Stadium? You know, I'm always fascinated with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's solid. They do have Chick-fil-A. I know you took issue when we talked about it last year that they don't offer French fries. They still don't.
Waffle fries.
Well, they don't have French
fries. Not just French fries, but they don't, you know, Chick-fil-A, they're kind of known for waffle fries. So what do? They've just got the sandwiches?
They got the sandwiches. You can get like chicken tenders or the chicken bites or whatever. They have a grilled chicken sandwich as well. So they have the original chicken sandwich, which really is what Chick-fil-A is known for, Hawk. But no waffle fries.
I don't know. Waffle fries are pretty famous for that as well.
Waffle fry filet. I think it's called Chick-fil-A.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right, but would they be as popular as they are without the waffle fries? I say no.
You're probably right. Would McDonald's be as famous without the fries?
Bingo.
I think you hit it on the head.
See what I'm saying? Jimmy, I'll give your St. Thomas Bobcats a little bit of love. Is that who they are, St. Thomas Bobcats?
That is correct.
Were you at the game or you were just streaming it?
No, I was just streaming it.
All right, and they won?
Yeah, they won 56-10.
All right, that's cool. And which hospital unit did they beat? Some guys got together from a hospital, right, and played your team?
No, they played Louisiana Christian.
Louisiana Christian, LC.
They sold.
I don't think they're dead. And so what? It was a route, St. Thomas route.
Yeah, the St. Thomas route right from the start.
All right,
nice like 42 job. Points in the first half.
Look at you. Wow. All right. And where do you stream a game like that?
On their website, stubobcats.com.
Gotcha.
Jimmy, do they play 11-on-11 football?
Yes, they do.
If all the guys show up. If not, 7-on-7. It doesn't really matter.
They're waiting on someone to bring the popcorn chicken from Publix.
I'm just kidding. What do they have there at St. Thomas? They have any? You've been to a game or two. What kind of food do they have?
Burgers, glizzies.
You got popcorn?
Popcorn, that too.
Yeah.
Candy.
Popcorn, chips. Candy. Do they have snow caps? What do? They just go to the movie co, buy a few things, and then put them out on a table?
They go to the AMC theater.
Her mom is out there with a grill. You got to feed but 60 people.
He can grill.
Jimmy, tell them they can hire me. I'll roll out there on a Saturday.
If you want to talk college football with all of us or whatever, the entire 560 QAM air staff is going to be at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars Wednesday, September 25th. It's presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall. Come on out, enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and talk about waffle fries with me, or sports with Crowder, or St. Thomas football with Jimmy, or Pitbull Stadium with Solana. It's free to attend, but if you do want to go, you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. That'll get you an invite in and a complimentary cigar. And listen, if you don't get the complimentary cigar, we run out or whatever, I'm telling you, I'm going to have a pocket full of Swisher Sweets. So if you see me there, you come up to me. If you like the grape Swisher Sweets, I am going to have pockets full of them, and we can enjoy ourselves. They have an Aperol Spritz at this thing. Can I get that? Aperol Spritz and a Swisher Sweet?
They ain't got no damn Swisher Sweets, but they might have. I'm sure you can get your Aperol Spritz.
All excited.
Bar, man.
Great place. We're going to do our show there. But again, if you want to go to WQAM.com, get yourself an invite. Got to be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. It is Wednesday, September 25th. Smoke on the Water in Weston, presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Auto Mall, and official partner, The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out than the big Main Man. You can go online to themainman.com. And it's also sponsored by the injury law firm Cohen and Judah. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Tonight, the Niners, they do host the Jets, by the way, at 8:15. Manning cast. We got our first Manning cast tonight. Mm. Did you guys see the guest list for the Manning cast?
Jimmy had texted it to us. I saw Belichick is going to be on.
Yeah, Belichick. Adam Sandler will be on. He's the second guest. It's his birthday today, by the way, Adam Sandler. Yeah.
Right. Happy birthday.
And Chris Jones will be the third guest tonight on the Manning cast.
All right.
That's cool. Current players. I like that.
Ryan from Funky Buddha, Jimmy, is texting me that Louisiana Christian is just an actual church. It's just it. So was it just parishioners that got together and played at St. Thomas?
No, it's actually Louisiana Christian University.
Oh, all right.
Oh, because
if it was just a church, you should be able to put up 40 on Aunt Mary, who's wearing her Sunday finest.
They're in Pineville, Louisiana.
All right.
Oh, do they have playtime Wednesdays
or Saturdays?
Louisiana Christian in Louisiana, fellas. I'm glad we cleared that up, Jimmy. Thank you.
I love the idea of like one of those church buses, it's just a broken down school bus. And they're like, who's interested in playing some football? All right, well, put down your paper plates, because they're having some church barbecue,
Yep.
All right, you're good. And then just, I picture an old, Aunt Mary showing up with like a hat, like a church hat on and a fan. She's in the backfield. But like you said, not every game is a national champion. Sometimes you get a cupcake on the schedule, Jimmy.
Exactly. Next week, they're on the road in Chicago.
All right.
Playing who?
Saint Xavier.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's an old church tour.
Well, they're a top 10 team, so we can beat them. Right. We can head into the top 10.
Y'all on the Jesus circuit. Y'all tearing their tails up. Y'all collect tithes during the game?
In the huddle.
This is for the building fund. I'm Jimmy, I'm doing it because they're doing it, man. I'm, you know.
The referees are just a bunch of priests and deacons.
Solana, that the game FIU has Dale in the end zones. Jimmy's got Praise Jesus in the end zone.
That's another Bobcats first down. Hallelujah!
The concession stands are just those wafers.
The Eucharist.
Crackers and juice. Oh, Jimmy. How they run so fast with them hard bottoms on? I don't know. Ebenezer got good feet.
Ebenezer, yeah.
Hey, Kendrick Lamar, by the way, will be the Super Bowl halftime show performer for the Super Bowl in New Orleans in February.
All right. Saw some funny tweet. It was like Kendrick Lamar was just minding his own business, and Drake out of nowhere picked a fight with the wrong guy. And now Kendrick Lamar is performing at the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, he's just going about his business. And then all of a sudden, everything, and it, like, just, it's an unbelievable story. Drake's trying to take him out. And it ends with Kendrick Lamar playing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, nothing from Drake anymore. He started doing country songs. He put out a country song.
I think he was playing for Louisiana Ignatius.
Ignatius.
Hey, how about Justin Fields starting? Just going around the NFL quickly, some stuff we haven't hit on. Justin Fields gets a start for the Steelers. Russell Wilson wasn't healthy. I think he's dealing with like a hamstring injury or something like that. So he had to end up sitting out week one. The Steelers ended up beating the Falcons in Atlanta. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons looked really, really bad at home. Justin Fields fumbled, I think it was their first or second drive. After that, decently clean game. Wasn't a great game. Clean game. And Chris Boswell hit 6 of 6 field goals, and they won. I think it was 18-10, the final score.
Ugly game, but
yeah. They were talking about it on First Take this morning, and Stephen A. was saying that you got to play Russell Wilson because now there's the question. You know, Mike Tomlin was asked after the game, like, who'll start the next game? He's like, ask me Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Dan Orlovsky said, no, you got to stick with Justin Fields. He's the quarterback of the future. And Orlovsky's like, I know what Russell Wilson can do. And then Shannon Sharp was like, man, 6 field goals, that ain't it for me. Like, you got to go to Russell Wilson, see what he can put together, and then maybe judge. Like, he's like, nice that they got the win, but you can't get in the end zone. Like, let me find out what Russell can do.
And I'm sure Tomlin will make the right decision, but the only problem with this back and forth is that they are night and day quarterbacks. Russell Wilson is a pocket sit down old guy. Justin Fields is like a Cam Newton style. So what are we really running? We're going to just jump back and forth. And then if Russell wasn't going to play, why the hell is Russell taking snaps in camp? Because now you're preparing him to play. He's 40. Right. prepare Justin to play. You traded for Justin. You have money in draft picks into Justin. Russell's still being paid by Denver. You don't have any money into Russell. You should prepare Justin Fields to be your future. I'm with Dan Orlovsky, but I'm with him. If he can't put the damn ball in the Super Bowl, you ain't winning You ain't winning no games kicking six field goals.
I don't know, man. That Steeler defense, it's crazy how good they are. Week one, they picked up right where they were last year, which is just dominating. And TJ Watt looks like the best player in the NFL again last night or yesterday.
There's some white defensive ends right now. You seen Aiden Hutchinson? He was ruining the day for the Rams.
Yeah.
That was part of my six-way parlay. I had Hutchinson over a half a sack, and he got a sack towards the end of the game.
Yeah.
We talked about the ending of that Sunday night football game where game goes into overtime and David Montgomery and the Lions just run it right down the Rams' throats. I mean, David Montgomery turned into prime Adrian Peterson on that drive. Like, nobody could stop him on that drive.
But isn't that so, Dan Campbell? Hey, watch this.
Right.
In overtime, they ran straight downhill. I think they threw one swing pass, but they ran straight downhill every time.
He was like, finesse my ass. Just, we are going forward. Stop us.
And they couldn't do it.
Last thing here. So Dak Prescott, he got paid yesterday right around noonish. The report came out. They go into Cleveland. They route the Browns. Deshaun Watson looked really, really bad. But one of the bigger storylines from that game, aside from CeeDee Lamb and Dak getting to play after their new deals, Ezekiel Elliott scored a touchdown, was Tom Brady making his debut on the Fox broadcast yesterday. I don't know if any of you got to watch any of it, but I guess everybody kind of had a take on Tom Brady's first chance at being a broadcaster.
I was watching Red Zone Channel, so I got little clips, so I don't have much of an opinion.
He was pretty good. Like a slow delivery, very like very strategically thought out. You could tell like he had his lines to say about stuff and long breaks. But I think he's gonna be good. He just
stepped over his words several times from some of the clips that I heard. Like he couldn't get like the sentence out the way that he wanted to say it.
But the thing we loved about, or love, I'm not like Tony Romo's dead. Thing we love about Romo is like the emotion of right now. Oh, man, they're going all their emotion over. They're going to the side.
Yeah.
Like Brady's very, well, in this situation, it's 3rd and 7+. So they usually spread out so they can run these deep crossers. Where I don't think people, we talk about it on this show. I don't think people really want to. X and O 4-wide breakdown.
Like Greg Olsen, too, was like, he was like into the game and Brady was a little more scientific from the clips that I heard. But, I mean, it's game one.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be good. But
all right, guys, just circling back to the Dolphins, obviously a big win. We've talked about it all show long. Tua Tagovailoa apparently gave a halftime speech after a pretty mediocre first half from the offense. Tyreek Hill, aside from everything else he was asked about regarding him being detained outside the stadium, he was asked about what he thought of Tua Tagovailoa's performance in the game yesterday. Here was Tyreek Hill's thoughts.
Oh, Tua, he stepped up in the second half. He did his thing. Second half, he played lights out, man. Like I said, first half, offense, like we all was like kind of timid a little bit, you know, shaking all the dust off our knees and stuff like that. You know, we was getting out the huddle kind of slow. But the thing that really motivated me the most was when we came in during halftime, and it's the first time I heard Tua's like Hawaiian accent. Like, it's crazy. Like, he was like turned up and animated in the locker room. I'm like, okay, I'm liking this. Like, he was like going, and I'm like, yeah, let's go, man. Like, he called me out, J-Dub, T. I'm like, yo, I'm loving this, bro. And like me, I love accountability at its finest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I grew up on. I grew up on my dad telling me, hey, Reek, I need you to be better. You feel me? Not patting me on my back, not doing this. And for my quarterback to call me out in front of the whole offense like that, I had to step up. I had to do my thing. You feel me? So I like that in a leader.
I love that.
Yeah.
Who's got his confidence back? Brian Flores stole it from him.
I need a video of Tua yelling. I just don't see it in him. He seems too calm.
I want to hear the Hawaiian accent. You know that only comes out when he's angry.
I need to hear him angry.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, obviously Dolphins, Bills, Thursday night football this Thursday. your weather from the investment Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-4.
You're going to do it Thursday this week?
Yeah, Thursday Night Football on Thursday this week. Right. Yeah, yeah. Just in case there are any doubts.
I wish I had a Hawaiian accent to yell at you in, but I don't.
I know. I want to do it, but I have a feeling it's going to come out being completely offensive and cost me my job.
I was like, Junior Seau, no. All I can say is body. I was like, that's not Hawaiian. That's just one word.
Man, that sounds friendly.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. A bit rainy right now in Miami. It's been hot and humid all day. That is your weather.
Let me give away these Marlins tickets. What caller number you want to do? You want to take caller 8 for Javon? Javon, who I think saved the entire game and maybe the season. It's pretty early, but I'm going to say Javon Holland saved the entire Dolphins season.
Let's go 8 then. Good.
Caller number 8. We've got a pair of tickets to give away every day this week. Marlins season is winding down. We've got tickets for Beer Fest, though. Marlins Park. It's actually Lone Depot Park. When the Braves come to town September 21st, enjoy a sampling of domestic, international, and local craft brews. And you got to be 21 or over to win. Caller number 8, 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Whatever.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We disconnected with Crowder. We lost Crowder. It looks like his camera has disconnected.
Yeah, it looks like he tried to reconnect there quickly, but his camera was frozen. So
All right, we'll see if we can reconnect with Crowder, get him back here for the last hour and 20 minutes or so of the show. Let's do a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored that's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You can hear Game Day Uncensored 4 hours prior to every game. So that means this Thursday, what time will you and Tobin go on? 4 or 4:30?
4 o'clock this Thursday.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock. So we're giving you an extra 15 minutes of
wow. So the game starts at 8:15?
8:15 on Thursday night.
All right. How was Game Day Uncensored yesterday? Obviously, the Tyreek Hill news broke during your pregame, and that kind of throws everything, you know, up in the air. I was commenting on a text thread with Josh Appel and Chris Whittingham. You know, ESPN leading up to their NFL Sunday countdown, you know, this is months of preparation. And television, especially, you know, network television like that, they have a very strict rundown how it's all going to play out. And then, you know, right as their show begins, they're caught with this, you know, story, this breaking story about Tyreek Hill. So kind of everything goes out the window. I'm imagining the same thing happened with you and Tobin.
Yeah, it's crazy because you want to keep the people informed. And the second those videos start going viral, they start circulating on social media, I mean, you're seeing a lot of stuff. For example, Calais Campbell, a lot of people were saying they saw him detained on the ground as well in handcuffs, but there's no confirmation of that until after when Calais confirmed it. So kind of like you were saying earlier, Hawk, you want to be able to gather all of the facts before actually diving into the story. The problem is there were very little facts other than just video of the situation, which is also tough to navigate when you're doing a show.
Right. Also because ESPN has a million producers and they also have Adam Schefter on the payroll. Right. You know, like it's you and Tobin. I'm guessing Dan Day is in the studio and like, yeah, you're trying to figure it out on the run. So I imagine that made for an interesting Game Day Uncensored.
It did. But I think, you know, a lot of people wanted to tune in to find out what the hell was going on. I mean, was that really Tyreek Hill outside the stadium in handcuffs? Like, what the hell is going on right now?
By the way, Mike McDaniel had his day after press conference today, and there's a very long soundbite. I'm not going to play it for you because it would just take up too much time for us. But I will tell you, if you want to go to Adam Beasley's Twitter account, Adam Beasley covers the NFL for Pro Football Network. Adam Beasley posted video. It's about a 3.5 minute response from Mike McDaniel talking about what transpired yesterday with Tyreek Hill and Calais Campbell. And it's emotional. He gets choked up during a portion of it. But then at the end tries to bring it all together by saying, hey, this was, you know, a good example, though, of teammates standing by each other's side. So if you want to see the entire clip, go check out Adam Beasley's Twitter account. Reminder, Game Day Uncensored this Thursday, 4 p.m., Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana will get you ready for Miami and Buffalo, a little Thursday night football. Some sad news just breaking. I don't know if you saw this. James Earl Jones, the man who said baseball, the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of this is CNN. James Earl Jones has passed away at the age of 93.
Damn.
One of the most prolific voices, one of the most prolific actors, one of the most recognizable voices in our history. James Earl Jones has passed away at the age of 93. Sad news. Okay, transition from that into a commercial break, but we will come back. We'll talk more Dolphins, try to squeeze in some Hurricanes. We'll certainly talk some Hurricanes tomorrow on the program. Thursday night, by the way, if you're here in Miami, you can watch the game on CBS4. If you don't have Prime Video, they also use a local affiliate, so everyone in Miami can watch it, and everyone in Buffalo can watch it on their local affiliate. Here in Miami, it'll be on CBS4.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
We reconnected with Crowder. Hopefully, he's on a hot spot now. Might be dicey.
This is crazy.
This is like
my
when
phone and computer. Huh?
Yeah, I just, because we started talking at the same time, I was going to wait you out on that one. This is like when the quarterback loses communication in his helmet with the sideline.
Man, I went on some link on my phone, maximized capacity, all kind of crap. Man, this is crazy.
Solana said that he was privy to a conversation with you and Jimmy about gigs and data and hotspots. How'd that go, Solana?
Crowder goes, I'm using something called a hotspot. And it was like he
like,
was saying,
like when you said Brock's candy.
Correct. Yeah. almost like if he had invented this hotspot, like he couldn't believe that there was such thing as a hotspot. And Jimmy, you know, Jimmy is just very honest. He's like, yeah, I use that all the time. And Crowder said, is this going to affect my bill? Because that's what Crowder cares about. He doesn't want to pay for this. Is this going to affect my bill? Jimmy said, no. And Crowder said, how do you know? He's like, well, because I've got 122 gigs. And Crowder's like, what does that mean? And Jimmy's like, well, I've got 122 gigs, so I can use my hotspot for 122 gigs. But Crowder, like, it's like speaking Chinese to Crowder. He doesn't understand anything Jimmy's telling him.
It all depends on your voice. It all depends on your plan, Crowder. If you have the hotspot.
If my bill goes up, who's paying for this overage?
Herman, the same guy who's paying for Jimmy's gigs.
No, Jack, I'm paying for my phone.
Yeah, we know. We know how many of those gigs are getting eaten up by OnlyFans. I can tell you that right now. About 96% of the gigs. Before he discovered OnlyFans, he had a plan for 8 gigs, and it was plenty.
The gig's getting eaten up from 12 to 2 a.m. I don't know. Just want to do my research.
I don't know. Someone's hacking into the old cell phone. I don't know what's going on here.
I'm old, man. I got some bunion cushions yesterday. It just reminded me.
Oh, my God. It felt very funny. Are you kidding me? What happened?
I felt weird at the, you know how like kids will buy condoms real timid and stuff. The first time I felt that way in 20 plus years was buying these bunion cushions.
That's how I used to feel when I would buy the stool softener. Now I don't care. I put that thing on BOGO. I'll with a megaphone, I'll be there.
I just feel like the lady's looking at me funny. When I picked them up, I looked around like I was doing something wrong.
You were at the Dolphins tailgate yesterday. I saw some video and pictures on your social media. You're wearing khaki pants. It's 1,000 degrees out. It is the middle of the day. What are you doing wearing long pants?
I'm there for business, Crowder Powder. I'm a businessman. Man.
But you're grilling. Like, what on earth possessed you to put on a pair of pants?
Because I was like, oh, you know, let me look a little more official. I'm here as, the face of a business. So, you know, let me look a little more official here. And, yeah, my wife had to go sit in the car. She almost had a heat stroke. I couldn't even drive afterwards. I was so dizzy.
I could not believe you were wearing pants.
We went straight to the gas station, just sat there in the air conditioning, drinking electrolytes. It was almost over for the whole Crowder name. Me and AJ both almost died.
Oh, your experience.
But Crowder, like, I get it, by the way. You're there representing your business, but you're not running NASA. Like, I mean, it's a seasonings line. No offense. I'm not trying to downplay Crowder Powder. I love it. I use it literally all the time. But, I mean, I wouldn't be
based
more...
on the way you're talking about the hotspot. I don't think Starlink has anything to worry about with you and your pants.
Just a little more business savvy, a little more upscale.
All right.
You know, this ain't just some throwing your meat stuff. This is a high-scale enterprise.
Fair enough. We'll get back into the Dolphins. We'll get some headlines coming up for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, which is coming up next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami!
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.